Talking to Several Questions with Nate Chappell, Finn Hammond, and Johnny Fisher.
Once upon a time, me, Finn, and Johnny were out in the woods looking for some hidden porno. And instead we found a machine called the Questionator 5000. And that machine has generated 100 very silly questions. And we're going to go around one by one and choose numbers between 1 and 100. And those selections will, of course, determine what questions we'll answer. Okay? Is everybody on board with this premise?
Yeah.
Yep.
Questionator?
Yes.
Great. Okay. Johnny, why don't you pick first?
Number one.
What is your most used emoji?
Wow, that's a toss-up. It's probably either a kissy face or a huggy emoji.
These and are then probably yeah, I know. I get those.
Poop. Or ice cream, whatever you call it.
Yeah,
poop or
get,
ice cream.
Yeah, we get a lot of those.
That'd be the third one.
Is the poop emoji supposed to be ice cream originally?
Yeah. It's supposed to be chocolate ice cream.
Are you sure?
Smiling. Piled?
Yeah. Hey, you've ever had like soft serve?
I've never had soft serve. What is that?
Yeah, it looks like a...
Oh, like in tennis?
Ice cream.
Like when you're playing tennis and you're not very good at serving, or you're playing something that's not as good, so you kind of lay up a little bit?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
It could be, but it's not.
Okay. That's a yes, maybe.
Yeah.
A maybe end.
Maybe.
Okay. Those are good. Finn, do you use emoji much? Is the plural of emoji emoji?
Emojis. Look at all these emojis.
Look at all these emojis over here.
Look at all these.
Yeah, it sounds meaner when you say it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Dismissive.
Uh-huh. Quite.
Of what they mean. I use the sunglasses guy.
Oh, yeah, you do. Cool dude.
Yeah, it means cool. If there was like a version of the sunglasses guy and he was making a kissy face, I'd probably use that. Exclusively.
Sunglasses guy with a kissy face.
Yeah.
Or
what if you found out you could see tears coming from behind the sunglasses? I'd use that probably.
That'd be great. I would totally use that. A tiny just tear leaking out underneath.
Yeah, it's like I'm hurting like on the inside.
Okay, I should make that.
Yeah, what about you, Nate? How many emojis? What's the question again?
What's your most used emoji?
Okay.
Mine is probably... My favorite is probably the... face, you know, the face that's like, not Shucks. Sure. Like, that's what I feel like it says.
Right.
The one with just the teeth.
It's straight.
Not smiling, not frowning, just going like, sucking their teeth, I would say.
Yeah. How do you, it's hard to pull that off in real life. Have a completely
that actual
straight
face.
Mouth. Yeah, you have to do so much else more with your face.
Yeah, we're all doing it right now.
Johnny's doing it.
Oh, Johnny's good at it. Johnny is like a natural emoji. He's an expressionist. I guess that's probably my most used one. Also, the car emoji I like to use.
Oh, Vroom.
I just made that up. I don't know why I lied about that. I was trying to think of a dumb one, and that's what I said.
Pineapple.
Yeah, I don't really... I feel like I forget that they're even an option. And then I also maybe don't know if I'm supposed to still write the word if I write the... You know what I mean? There's some that suggests
the
emoji
option.
To you and then replaces the word. And I'm like, is that really what I wanted to do? I'd rather say the word and then put the emoji. And then I get into that, and I'm like, do I have time to be worrying about this? No, is the answer. And then I... Just put the... Oh, I do like to put the big lips. The big lipstick lips sometimes.
Okay. Oh, just the lips? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The, like, lipstick mark.
That's a fancy one.
I think that's funny. To put... I mean, it's never to Viv or anything. It's still... You know, like the... My daycare provider. Just kidding. Okay, Finn, you're up next.
Number two.
What's the worst holiday?
That's a great question. That's a really good question. The worst holiday. So there's plenty I love, plenty I feel neutral about, though it just takes up most of them. But the one that actually is detrimental to me, or the few that are, let's see. Maybe Black Friday's bad because of capitalism.
I don't think that's a holiday.
No, but we all get it off. I mean,
I know, but we get that off for Thanksgiving, and we don't all get that off.
Yeah, if you work at TGI Black Fridays, you have to work.
You have to definitely work that shift. Yeah,
everyone's working that shit.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh yeah, all hands on deck.
Yeah. So I don't consider that.
I'd say Columbus Day for sure.
I would also say Columbus Day. It wasn't our turn yet, Johnny. You totally snaked
me.
Yeah,
I just.
No, you made me look like the racist. Me and Finn.
Yeah, it was supposed to be just Finn. Nate, you like Columbus Day?
Oh, God. See, Johnny, this is what you set me up for. This is
BS first shit. Thing that came out of your mouth. And I guess I like it, too.
I don't like... Yes, exactly. Yeah. Me and you agree, don't we? I don't know what tone we're taking. Like, we're angrily angrily resigned to our... to the box that Johnny has trapped us in.
On Thanksgiving, in the Bay Area, there's this thing you can do. Early in the morning on Thanksgiving, you can take a trip to Alcatraz and celebrate... or talk about all the atrocities that have happened to indigenous people on Alcatraz for some reason.
Huh.
Not that most of that stuff happened on Alcatraz. It was just...
Oh, so the thing took place on Alcatraz. You're not discussing the atrocities that happened on Alcatraz to indigenous people.
Yeah, yeah.
No?
Exactly.
You're not.
I'm not talking about that.
Okay.
It's just something you can do with your hippie parents. On Thanksgiving, to
did they talk about the filming of The Rock at all?
Yeah, and then there's the Rock tour.
Is there then hosted by The Rock?
Yeah, Dwayne Johnson.
Sorry, Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah,
and he does his Sean Connery impression. He does his Nick Cage impression. I bet he does do a pretty good Nick Cage and Sean Connery impression. Something about him makes me think that he might have those impressions.
Yeah, probably. You're probably right. He does a celebrity Jeopardy routine. Yeah, let's call him. And ring, ring, ring. Oh, Johnny left the room, so I guess it's just...
it's just us, I guess.
I guess so. It's called The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Yeah, oh, here he is.
Johnny's just shaking. Oh, he's back, and he's shaking his head. I think we lost Johnny's Dwayne.
Shaking his head.
We lost Dwayne, unfortunately. Audio wasn't working. He was muted.
Great opportunity. Yeah,
he really missed a great opportunity there to plug some stuff. We were really going to give him an opportunity to plug.
All right, now moving it to you guys. At least Columbus is taken.
Okay.
He hates that the most.
I would say... Wait, did you even say... You didn't even answer one.
Oh.
Black Friday isn't a holiday. I don't love 4th of July. I'll say 4th of July.
And
it's because I hate
July.
This country. It's because I hate fireworks. Mm-hmm. I hate mostly those things.
I feel like we wouldn't get a holiday if we didn't have that. It's the most legit one.
I guess, but couldn't you make it something else?
Like
that doesn't have
day?
Fireworks? Picnic day, no fireworks. Quiet day.
I mean, there's enough like festivals and little things going on every weekend.
Your birthday right there.
Summer.
I think you just like it because then it's like you get a bunch of birthday parties.
I get essentially two birthday parties. I don't have to get up the next day.
Yeah, this is
pretty great.
But what about the fireworks? Do you like fireworks?
Yeah.
Oh, you fucking idiot.
You don't like it, like them going off, rattling off in your neighborhood randomly, or like going to see an event?
All of all
the fires.
Every all the above.
Yeah, I don't like going there to look at them. I don't like hearing them randomly. I don't like them waking up my children. I don't like
dog park.
I don't know. I don't honestly like people that like to set off of fireworks very much. Like that kind of person is like, what? Also has a loud car because they think it's cool. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, everybody just shut the fuck up. That's what I want to say.
I hear you.
What about Flag Day? I think that's a pretty stupid holiday.
Yeah, I would say that's, I'm real neutral on Flag Day. I will say that for Flag Day, I used to, for the Boy Scouts, put up flags, and then I would get free donuts afterwards. So I do have one very positive connection to Flag Day.
Okay.
Really good donuts. I would get frosted Pershings.
Ooh.
Or Pershings, whatever you call them.
Pershings.
That sounds great.
It is great. All thanks. Right. Okay. Well, did you ever answer? Are you abstaining?
What did I say? Oh, you're right. No, I didn't answer. Yeah, I guess I'm going to go with Flag Day.
No. That's great. Okay. I'm up next. I'm going to pick number three.
If you jumped into a pool filled with Jell-O, would you hit the bottom?
Wow. This is like the oldest question of my life. This has been 20 years I've been talking about this question, so it's crazy that Questionator spit this one out. Would you hit the bottom? A pool filled with Jell-O? I say, if it was normal consistency Jell-O, we're not talking finger Jell-O here, I say absolutely you would hit the bottom.
How deep is this pool?
Let's say a standard diving well, like 12 feet.
Okay, 12 feet. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I think you'd hit the bottom, and I don't think it would be great after that, because I think you would probably drown in Jell-O.
It'd be hard to get out of that. Would you be able to swim through that?
No.
You don't think so? You don't think so? Just squish around.
No, because you won't have any buoyancy.
Mm. Mm. True.
And you would, if it was 12 feet deep and you were on the bottom, you'd have a lot of weight on top of you, too.
You could just walk out.
It was sure, if you, but how, you, so if it was on one of those slanty pools?
Yeah.
Yeah, just crawl out.
You might be able to, but I don't think you'd be able to breathe in the meantime very well.
No, you just have to.
And it would be with that much Jell-O on top of you. Don't you think that would be really hard to climb out of?
Well, I mean, I'd crawl probably just to make myself flatter. So maybe slither out like a snake, be all slippery.
But it would be hard to see where you wouldn't be able to see anything.
No, I mean, if you hit a wall, you could just follow it.
That's true, I guess. I like how this is what the question has now become. what flavor Jell-O is this? Orange.
I was picturing cherry. Like a red one.
Yeah. That's understandable.
And green orange. Green is
lime.
Where my mind goes.
Oh, yeah, well, lime. There's blue Jell-O, too. You could make it blue Jell-O for the pool. So, yes, I think so. What do you guys think? Do you guys think you'd hit the bottom? I know I'm certain that all the three of us have all talked about this before at some point in our lives.
Well,
okay. I'm assuming it's like an unbroken mold, perfectly molded Jell-O that hasn't been chopped up before.
Correct.
It's not all, it's not. Okay. Yeah, maybe you just like kind of slice through and hit the bottom.
That's exactly the word I would use is slice.
And then, but if it was more viscous, or I don't know what you call it, not viscous, like if it was all, you know, eventually, you know, birds would get in there and it, I don't know, would become like not a solid block.
It melts like too.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
So then you wouldn't hit the bottom?
Yeah, it would like prevent you from hitting the bottom. It would be like jumping in a pool of marbles. You know, like it would like they'd contract or they'd keep you from hitting the bottom, I feel like.
If
it was like a pool of sand, you would just
walk up. But sand isn't squishy.
Jell-O is squishy and it will compress and break more. Even if it's broken up, it's not just like it doesn't break up into solid balls. It breaks up into even less solid things. It becomes more. I can never remember if viscous means runny or not runny. Anyway, it becomes more runny.
More runny.
Even okay. More runny than the Jell-O. So I feel like it would compress and move out of the way even more. So then you would just go even down even more. So Johnny, what do you think?
Well, I think it's important that you mentioned it's not finger Jell-O.
It is not. I said standard Jell-O.
Yeah, standard Jell-O. Then I totally agree. But if it was the thick finger Jell-O mold stuff, then I think that would stop you. You'd probably go a little ways down, but
I kind of think for me personally, even with the finger Jell-O, if once you slice, it's no dice. That's what I say. Once you slice,
what if you stopped yourself? You just threw your arms out.
Oh, if you threw your arms out. That's interesting.
When you got in, you slice in. And okay. Then stop yourself.
But then when your arms, I feel like, I don't know if that it would diffuse it enough to stop you. I feel like your arms would then just slice straight.
Why
are
we just holding our arms out?
I don't know. to imagine it. To imagine our hands going through it. Johnny and I were both standing there in our.
They're out to their side. They're not like up.
Okay, well, what about your arms and your legs? Kind of like big X, like or something. You just gonna fly and squirrel through it.
I guess I'm just. So I think the part of the problem with answering this question is that our brains naturally imagine the Jell-O getting much thicker than it is. Like even finger Jell-O isn't that thick. If you take your finger and push through it, you can easily push through it with very little force. So the weight of your body would definitely push through it, and it would be. It would not apply much resistance or friction if you put your arms and legs into it. Like you are the weight of your body is much stronger than is much heavy. You know what I mean? Is much stronger than the Jell-O. It's like in my brain, I can't help but imagine this very thick Jell-O, like much thicker than finger Jell-O. It's almost like if you imagine taking one of your little guys and putting them into Jell-O, like we have done. John.
Yes.
If you actually do that, like that's the ratio of consistency of Jell-O that it's hard not to imagine. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You imagine this blown up, because it's bigger, it's going to be much thicker. Or because it's much bigger than normal Jell-O, it'll be much firmer, but that's just not the case.
Bounce on top of it.
Yeah, right. So I think it would be much thinner than anyone would expect. And he would just be like, and just like hit the bottom and drown. And then be kinda like, why did I do this?
Being stuck in the middle though, you know, kind of like all splayed out like a piece of fruit.
I do too. That's what started this.
Oh.
Is the idea of trying, of how you would get yourself into the middle of a huge thing of Jell-O. That's what started this whole thing 22 years ago, I think.
What's the best way to die?
Yeah.
Being encased by Jell-O.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so although it works, you can put a stapler. You can suspend like bananas and staplers in Jell-O, so.
But I don't think they jumped in.
That's true.
You think you can save someone if they were drowning in Jell-O?
Do you think you could save someone?
Yeah, you can throw a rope to them or something. Get like a hook.
Do you mean go in after him?
Could you? Yeah. Let's say you're in a normal pool situation where you have normal pool devices. You know, an umbrella.
I jump in with a lifesaver with a rope attached and have someone pull us out. And
I think we've got enough sugar with the Jell-O, Johnny. Okay, yeah. You don't need to bring hard candy.
You don't need hard candy to this. Thanks, and like they don't care what your breath smells.
Thanks for backing me up on that, buddy.
Yeah. You don't. Yeah, they don't care what your breath smells like. You're saving their life.
Yeah, exactly.
You're literally saving
their life. Retsin. That retsin could help you see down there. You know, those little sparky crystals. Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess those mint lifesavers are supposed to spark too, aren't they?
Yeah.
We're gonna have to do a little more research.
If you put Coke and
Pepsi.
Wait, what is it?
A bucket Mentos. Of chicken. Oh yeah, Diet Coke and Mentos.
Mentos. Yeah, Mentos. Maybe that'll work.
They are the fresh maker. Mm-hmm. We should shoot a commercial, a spec commercial for them that, where this happens. They'd probably air it if you've ever seen a Mentos commercial, as long as everyone's smiling and European looking. Okay. So there's that. I think we solved it. Wait, do we all think that they'd probably hit if it was normal jello?
I do anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'm glad we solved that finally. Now I can die.
Jump in this big bowl of jello.
Now I can jump in this big bowl of jello and die. All right, Finn, you're up.
I'll pick 4.
If you had to get a new arm put on, where would you get it put on?
I put it on, I guess, like where my elbow meets my forearm. My elbow. Which is
right on your elbow, you would put another arm?
Yeah, I think that would probably be the most useful.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
I'd be a freak regardless, right? I couldn't like put it into one of my pant legs or something.
Mm-hmm. You sure could, John, or Finn. That might.
I could put the. Make I could. You pretty that's popular. How. It, if I were to conceal it, like wear baggy jeans and then like have an extra arm.
What about
in my pants?
Yeah. What about wait, so on your elbow, on your dominant elbow or your non-dom elbow?
I'm going to go non-dominant.
You're right elbowed, right?
I'm right elbowed, correct.
Yeah, okay. And so you go on your non-dom. Okay, yeah, but you'd be able to do some cool like arm tricks, like throwing stuff to yourself. Frisbee tricks.
For sure.
I mean, you could reach stuff further for that one because you'd have an extra extension off your elbow.
Oh yeah, so would it poke off straight? Would it poke off straight, like perpendicular to your arm?
Yeah, it would be like it wouldn't keep my normal arm from going straight. In which case, it would be like it would go 90 degrees or 45 degrees from it.
Oh, I see. So it bends with your other arm. So when your other arm's at straight out at 180, it's at 90. When you're at 90, when your arm's at 90, the other arm's at 180.
Yeah, yeah.
Essentially, so, it's straight so out.
So
your pits, wonderful. Like.
Precisely.
Oh, like but that. So, but is this a normal length arm? So is that arm like sticking out like 3 feet further? You know what I mean? Because then that arm would have an elbow too.
Yeah, I think I yeah.
Whoa, that would be crazy. So which way would it bend then? Would it bend towards your other arm or towards your shoulder?
Let's see. Well, okay, wait, you guys, what do you guys imagine this?
So your other arm, which elbow, its elbow, from the one that springs off your elbow, which elbow, or it could go up and down too. It could go up and down or towards your hand or towards your shoulder.
They'd both go the same direction.
Okay.
Just, I think it would be more useful. Like, what would you guys do? Would you have it at the elbow, or does that sound ridiculous?
I'd have it on the back.
Yeah. I think I'd put mine on the back, too.
And then I could just have it, down whenever I wanted. And then I imagine it had to be, like, more of, like, a 360 kind of cuff, though. Like, I could just, like, manipulate it however I wanted.
Oh, so it could go up above it. I mean, that's really what we have now. Don't you have a 360 cuff now, kind of?
Kind of.
Just have to turn it.
Yeah.
So it would be like the shoulder, the cuff would be perpendicular to your, the shoulder would be perpendicular to your back.
Yeah. So my pit would be, against
the back. So you could, if you swung it around in a windmill, it would be like a turkey behind you, like a turkey tail. Like, you know what I mean? It would be like go in a ring right behind you, right? Fan. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'd be pretty cool. You could be great for wiping your butt.
It would be great for scratching your back.
Yeah. Wiping your butt.
Pulling your pants up from behind.
Pulling your pants up from the back. Yeah. That'd be a real time saver.
Yeah.
You could probably cut your hair better.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
That's about it. Back massage.
Not that there's any way wrong. I like your hair now, Johnny. I like how you cut your hair.
Yeah, you're doing fine. Don't worry about it. Don't get this extra. Don't do it, Johnny.
Don't get. Yeah.
You'd have to. You're getting. I mean, your wardrobe would be fucked.
For sure.
I mean, guess you'd just have to cut holes in the back of all your shirts.
No, you just have to have a little bit larger shirt, and then just so that way you could just keep your arm hanging down on your back. You don't need an extra.
Oh, inside?
Just like inside. Running from the bottom of your shirt.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty weird.
I mean, I guess you could get it tailored.
It's always in your back pocket.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, remember those 80s movies that would have like people with their hands in each other's back pockets? It would look like mm-hmm. you were doing that, but it was with yourself. In my own. Yeah. Oh, that's stupid. Very stupid. Okay, well, we got that solved. Last question, Johnny, give it to me.
36.
If you found out the secret to immortality, would you want that?
You know, I have pondered this question a lot, and I don't know if I've ever really come to the answer. But
it's because you used to hang out with that guy that was a vampire, and he would offer to bite you and give you the gift of immortality, and you were like...
Mm-hmm. But it's for a price, you know, like...
Yeah, well, I've noticed that you don't have sharp teeth, so I guess I can presume your answer, but tell us why.
I am awfully pale.
You are? Yeah. You do drink blood a lot.
I'm leaning towards yes, but I just, sometimes I'm like, why would, I mean, that's just too long, eternity. But it'd be cool to see things change, I think. Like over hundreds of years, and be like, man, I remember 300 years ago. It was just like so different from now.
It used to take forever for just like picture to load.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
You would say that in a few hundred years.
Yeah, yeah. I would.
As you were being torn apart by, as your body was being torn apart by robots, but you couldn't die.
Yeah. But there's that question though. Like if you're immortal in the, like the world exploded or say was like,
yeah
do
you
life,
just you just have you to exist, still exist? Floating yeah, through space float. In pain burning and not dying.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Let's assume that if your environment explodes you die.
Okay
dead,
like maybe the last when the last other human dies you die.
So you don't get to wander the earth alone. I kind of like that idea.
Oh, that'd be messed up. What if he didn't die? You'd be like, oh, there's someone.
Well, you could
here.
Find the last one, take him hostage, just not let him die. Keep him alive so that you could just wander around by yourself.
Yeah. And then go back. When you get home, you got your roommate.
And then when you get bored, kill him.
Have him run through the woods, hunt him down.
I didn't say hunt him.
Oh, okay.
That'd be crazy though, because then you're basically hunting yourself. You know, you're hunting somebody to kill them so that you can die. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
that's messed up.
It's a really nice
Highlander situation.
Yeah, there can't be only one. Well, it is in that there can't be only one because if you there, can't be. There have to be two.
Yeah. Right.
Low riser. I'm trying to think of the opposite of Highlander. I guess could just Lowlander. Say Lowlander.
Yeah. Low seer.
Low.
Soap Relander.
Oh yeah, there you go. Sober. What do you think the secret to immortality is? What form does it take?
Bananas, probably. It's probably something like that. Keto. Like
you're not eating enough bananas.
Or you're eating too many bananas.
Oh, yeah, I see.
I think it's reading. I think it's making a podcast. Because really, if you think about it, guys, once we release this, we'll never die.
Right.
If you think about
right.
it.
That's right. True.
We're gonna don't think on. About it too much.
No. Don't think about it too much. You're going to jinx it.
Because too.
Yeah. So this is a delicate balance.
I think it's gratitude.
Oh, man. That's really stupid. Well, that's all the questions for today. Now get out there and ask questions and keep asking until you get the answers that you really want. And, of course, tune in next time to hear us once again answer several questions.
Thank you for listening to Several Questions, a production of Wolf Out Radio. Click on the link in the show notes for more Wolf Out shows.